anything at all. Tell somebody. Or get it written down right away.
Croker told me, I don't want this to happen to anybody else. Can you imagine managing a campaign when your people can fade out on you any minute for days at a time? I felt confident that that would not happen, but I didn't say so because they would press me on it, and I did not feel like being poked and prodded. I need something for a headache, please. A hangover kind of headache. Did you have this headache the other times? Croker demanded. You never mentioned it.
It was there, but not this bad. Just a minor discomfort.
A four-beer hangover kind of headache. If it was beer brewed by Willow Swan and Cordy Mather, that mean anything? Croker smiled at the reference to the world's second worst beer. Between me and Goblin, we watched you almost every minute since you got back from the Grove of Doom. It seemed likely that this would keep happening. I didn't want us to miss anything. And that keyed a serious question. Since while I am in this time, I can remember the future occasionally, how come I never remember the trips to the past that I'm going to make? And how could they watch me that closely? I never noticed them. And I try to stay alert. You never know when a deceiver might pop out of a shadow swinging his strangling scarf. So what did you get? We didn't see a thing.
I am on the job now, though, One Eye said, preening.
Now that really inspires me with confidence.
Everybody's got to be a wise ass anymore.
One Eye complained.
I remember when young people respected their elders.
That was in the days when they didn't get a chance to know the old folks very well.
I have work to do, Croker said. One Eye, stick with Mergen when you can. Keep talking about Dejigore and what's been happening to him. There'll be clues there somewhere. Maybe we don't recognize them yet. If we keep at it, something will pop.
He left before I could say anything.
Something had passed between Croker and One Eye about and beyond me. And maybe we all had cause to be concerned. This time, I could not remember much about where I was. Things seemed to be new, first time. Yet some shaking, terrified little creature way back in the night warrens of my mind insisted I was still reliving yesterdays, and the worst of those were yet to come. One Eye said,
I think we'll just take you home now, kid. Your wife will have the cure for what ails you.
She might. She was a miracle. Even One Eye, who seems incapable of offering respect to anyone, treated her and spoke to and of her as though he considered her an honored lady. She is, of course. But it is nice to have others confirm that. Now that's the first thing you've said that I wanted to hear. Lead on, brother. I didn't know the way. I cast a backward glance at Smoke and the covered deceiver. What in the hell?